We welcome you back to Riders Field here on the Cacique pregame show. It's time once again for our Peak Roofing and Construction pregame interview. We've got part two of our conversation from yesterday with Riders infielder Rafe Parrish, the switch hitter, just up from Hub City last week. Let's listen in to that conversation. You aren't the first guy from Hub City to get the call up this year, and so you join some of your former teammates, guys like Dylan Dreiling, who you played with last year, but also Arturo Disla, some of these other bats who came up from Hub City as well. You know, what is it like to play with guys down there and then come up and play with them here and see a lineup that has so many guys that you played with over the last 2 years in Hub City?
I mean, it's definitely a lot more comforting playing with guys that you've already played with before. You already know how they act, how to act towards them. I mean, it's a comforting feeling. Plus, I'm pretty good friends with a lot of the guys here, so knowing them before coming up here is a lot better of a feeling than coming up here and absolutely knowing nobody. And I mean, it's really cool playing with all these guys again. It's a good experience.
I'm sure that they maybe told you about what to expect from the AA level, but when you came up and you played your first games in Arkansas last week, what was it that stood out to you about the adjustment, kind of the transition from high A to AA?
I mean, there's different rules for sure. I mean, pitchers get one disengagement. That's different from high A. I think they get two, three before they. Anyway, you can call a time whenever you want, but you get one timeout. That's also a different. In high A, it was only when runners were on base you could call a time. So there's definitely ways to. The game speeds up a little bit on you the higher you go. So I mean, there's definitely ways to slow the game down and. Those are just some minor adjustments moving forward.
For you this season, I feel like the highlight has been the power in terms of the amount of home runs that you've hit. You entered this season, I think, with six, and here you are in double digits already. What's been the key to you for developing the power this year and seeing it on full display?
I mean, honestly, just simplifying the game, letting the game come to me rather than going out there and trying to just take it for myself. I mean, just offensively, seeing the ball, trying not to do too much pre-pitch, anything like that. Just see the ball, see where it's coming, and let it rip.
If baseball's a game of constant adjustments, what's the next one for Rafe Parrish?
The next adjustment is just getting comfortable in this environment. I mean, it's still a little sped up, still getting my toes a little wet. I mean, it's still like I've worked with a few of the coaches here, spring training and a little bit of last year, but. Still, new coaching staff, new environment, same game. And as soon as that happens, it's going to be free going.
Awesome. That's Rafe Parrish here on the Cacique pregame show. Rafe, thank you for the time.
Thank you.
All right, we'll be right back with Baylor Scott and White Health starting lineups.